Luke, what is a century?
Oh, a century? It's when you get a score of 100 in cricket, of course.
I thought it was 100 years.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that's true, too.
So we...
No, when you say century, I think, you know, someone's just hit a ton. They got their triple figures.
So when I saw that Luke Ferrugia suggested crossword century as the title for last week's episode, I was like, oh, okay, but it hasn't been 100 years. Like, it might feel like that at times. And then I was skeptical, but then when you explained that it's a cricket run or 100 runs, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. So I thought our listeners should be gifted with another piece of terminology from the world of cricket.
I'd like to think that a lot of our listeners don't need those gifts. They already have them.
Well, I accept the gift on behalf of those.
You know, it's... We still have a handshake agreement that you will be the one who fulfills my lifelong dream, my bucket list item of watching an entire test match with an American, hopefully live, you know, hopefully in a stadium and explaining the rules.
I am still down for it, man. My enthusiasm has only increased since last time. So, Luke, something I'd like your input on. Something I'm wrestling with a bit. Matt Mullenweg just went into the Core Committers channel, I think in the past 24 hours or so, and posted a series of updates asking for a meeting of the Core Committers, of which neither of you or I are, but asked for a meeting. And we know a number of the folks who are involved in the project, and which in and of itself, like, okay, cool, like that's interesting. But there are a couple of things in there that I'd like to talk about today. But I want to frame my struggle first. When I think about Matt, I'm grateful for what I both understand and my sense of what he's done positively for the project and for the ecosystem as a whole. And I think that there's a lot that's there. And I don't want to detract from that. At the same time, when I read a post like this, I'm having a hard time not seeing it as, like, I would argue an unintended, but as a self-sabotage or a sabotage of some sort. Mm. And I'm struggling with that a bit because I don't want to be ungenerous about it. But yeah, it quite surprised me because it wasn't, anyway, I just wanted to frame that because I want to go through some of the details with you and get your thoughts, but that's part of what I'm struggling with is like, why is Matt doing this? It doesn't seem to make rational sense to me. And of course, we humans aren't rational. We do things for any number of different reasons, but at least at surface level, it just doesn't make sense to me.
So Matt has posted in the Core Committers channel, and he has suggested that we slow down the pace of releases, perhaps delaying the 6.8 release by a significant margin, and not releasing 6.9 for, you know, maybe a year or maybe toward the end of the year or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he's also mentioned that he'd really like for 7.0 to be a big release. And he made that point right after pointing out that he goes to court with WP Engine in 2027. And it almost seemed like he was trying to equate the two, that maybe we should wait for 7.0 until after this court date. I mean, surely not till July 2027.
So let's talk about some of the specifics. I think it's worth just reading exactly what he said for listeners. So I'm going to go through a couple of them. First off, he shares like five key bullet points with folks. The first point, and I'm going to read directly, 6.8 includes a lot of overhang, in quotes, contributions from automaticians, including 890 enhancements and bug fixes in Gutenberg.
Okay, great.
So that's just like a point that he just like opens to hang there. I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
It's sort of implying maybe with 6.9, we won't have quite so many.
Right. And it's because the framing for this, he had asks for a Zoom call with Core Committers. And he says to hopefully bring together some of the conversations happening over the past 6 weeks. And his opening of the points of the agenda item is this 6.8 basically includes a lot of our work.
Yes.
Over 890 enhancements. So that's the tone set for this, right? Next up, a pretty like straightforward point. I'd like to make sure we get extra testing on 6.8 from web hosts. So he goes into some details And cool. It's pretty straightforward.
Well, he offers for WordPress.com to be one of the ones rolling out early the 6.8 release to basically test it in production, I suppose.
Yep. And he adds, he says, this, like, and speaking of .com, this is very resource intensive, but has contributed a lot to making sure that things are stable before they deploy to the wider array of non-engaged web hosts in the past. So kind of poking at those web hosts again, right? Mm-hmm. Next point, we should consider modifying the release schedule.
Okay, how are we going to modify it? Let's dive into the dot points here.
First off, before talking about details, he goes ahead and frames another clue. He says, other corporate sponsors are protesting WP Engine's actions by pulling back contributions, which I think will affect some of the other largest contributors after Automattic.
Will they, though? I mean, are they, though? You know, like, who else is contributing? Do you really think that GoDaddy and Elementor and who are some of the other big ones? Yoast.
Awesome Motive is a big contributor now.
Do you think they're pulling back their contributions because of WP Engine?
So we can discuss further, but the point is he offers that as a point. We're still in context of release schedule. That's his opening, right? Our other corporate sponsors are protesting WP Engine's actions. And the question to your point is, are they really?
Well, yeah, no. I think that my question has an answer, and the answer is no, that nobody else is pulling back their contributions in the same way.
Well, we don't know what's happening behind the scenes, right?
But more the point is that what Matt is doing here, and thankfully nobody engages in drama in the thread later on. It's all very practical, which is fantastic. It's a good sign, really. What he's doing is he's framing WP Engine as the bad guys.
Yes, and it doesn't stop there. There's a few more points before we discuss it. I want our listeners to have the context for. He goes on to say, again, we're still talking about the release schedule. These are subpoints. He says, the court schedule in the WP Engine lawsuit against Automattic Me and WordPress.org goes to jury trial in 2027. WP Engine appears to be unresponsive to public pressure to resolve things earlier. Then he says here, as I said at WordCamp Asia, I'm ready to end it yesterday. Then he goes on to say, this is the last point of substance in the release schedule. We are approaching 7.0 in two releases, which has an emotional valence, and I'd rather not be purely maintenance, nor do I want to break our naming structure. So there's a lot there within that context of modifying the release schedule. Then he goes on to make two last points. The first is that one approach would be delaying 6.8 and making it the only release this year, 6.9 and 26, and then 7.0 and late 27. Assuming a positive outcome of the jury trial. And then he sums it all up with this.
I missed that.
Oh, right. Assuming a positive outcome. Then it's all this. For what it's worth, I would estimate WP Engine is spending the equivalent of 60 engineers' full-time salary at $250,000 per year as plaintiffs, attackers, and Automattic a similar amount on defense. Imagine what the project could do for democratizing publishing and competing against proprietary alternatives if that were going into core and community development. Drop any other thoughts or agenda items you have in this thread.
What's that? Like $15 million is my quick estimation.
Of what he's kind of throwing out there. Right. So, Luke, when I read this, if I didn't have the benefit of history and shared experience and all the past two seasons of us talking about this, I think these WP Engine folks, wow, what did they start here? Why did they do, they really started something difficult and wow, they're really hurting the project. But at least to me, this isn't tracking with how this started.
It's crazy. And the craziest part in all of these, these paragraphs is let's aim for a 7.0 in late 2027. I'm literally quoting here because I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
Aim for a 7.0 in late 2027, assuming a positive outcome of the jury trial. That is worrying, Jonathan.
Right. Now here's going back to my opening. This is part of what I'm wrestling with. I feel, and I also like worked for Matt indirectly, right? Like he hired me to Automattic. I feel a sense of gratitude and appreciation for my sense, my both direct experience and indirect, for the value that he's brought to the ecosystem. And I'm having a hard time reconciling that with what feels to be self-interested sabotage of what he's said publicly is something he just cares so deeply about. I'm having a hard time looking at this and saying, like, we've talked about this in the opening, like two seasons ago, about this, him framing this as an existential threat. And to me, it is his own actions that, at least from my limited vantage point, feel like the bigger threat to the project, because, as you alluded to, like, there's been 21 responses to the thread so far, and there's no drama in it. It's very civil. They're gently and professionally bringing up concerns while also expressing openness. And there's a great discourse that's happening there, at least from my perspective. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, I'm like, cool. That's how you get stuff done. This thing continues to march forward, and there's a lot more to this than the drama we're seeing shorthand. But anyway, I don't know, man. I've been struggling with it.
Yeah. So just to sum up and put a cap on that, the discourse and the thread for this is basically 6.8 we should just release on time for a number of reasons.
Yep.
Including the fact that everyone contributing to it didn't sign up for an extended release. They just want it to be over and done with. But sure, let's talk about a 6.9 timeframe. That's no problem. We can talk about it. And there's you know, a few points here and there about whether that's a good idea or not, but it sounds like that's going to happen in a meeting to discuss that further.
Yeah.
You know what I think that this might be is it might be a tactic to get WP Engine to drop the lawsuit.
Well, it certainly feels like that. Whether it's a good tactic or whether it's conscious or not, it does feel, it's clearly positioned at creating some sort of, can we create pressure? It seems like, oh no, let's threaten like the progress of WordPress.
Not the progress, the continuation.
Right.
So I think essentially what's being said here is if we don't win the lawsuit, WordPress 6.9 will be the last version of WordPress officially, you know, by at least sanctioned by Automattic and Matt. Of course, it can always be forked, but it can't be. That's the thing. And we've talked about this on previous episodes. Matt's been very clear. If I'm not the one at the helm, then I'm sorry, but you can't call it WordPress. You can't continue on and release a 7.0 without me. You'll have to fork it and rename it because we own all the trademarks.
And that we right there, it's like if we don't win the trial, I think part of the problem I've had with this from the beginning is this sense of him attempting to position it as us collectively as a community versus like the bad WP Engine. And to be fair to him, versus the bad private equity, and not all private equity, just specific private equity behind WP Engine, right? And I'm looking at this and it's hard to find, we talked about this early on. I think there's a lot of which we would be aligned with Matt and some of the points that he was making.
Yes.
But not the way that he went about it. And it just seems to keep going where it feels very disconnected to me, Luke, from the reality of like, so you pull 6.8. Are we just going to throw all the work that these contributors have already done so far away or in their faces?
No, I think 6.8 will still land on time.
No, I of course, but the risk of disregarding it, like he's it's like everyone are just pawns in what's going on and expected to be just cheering for a victory that, I don't know, just seems disconnected.
Yeah, so at the very least, we have a sort of a date now. We have a line in the sand where Matt is saying, July 2027. I think it was July.
Yes.
2027 is when this all goes to trial.
He said late 27, okay. But yeah.
When all this goes to trial. Before then, not much is going to happen in WordPress. Before then, we're going to have the brakes on. We're going to be slowing right down. After then, who knows? It could go one way or the other.
Yeah. That seems to be what he's positioning for. And I find a hard time seeing the benefit to the project in that positioning, at least as it's being described to us.